Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That pair of silk underwear with hearts on them that you probably won't wear again until next year. Being single isn't so bad now, is it?
Can't believe Friday's here.
Awesome! I'll get the white wine.
You can't buy white wine?
Why not? Are you having red meat?
What's today? Today's Friday!
It is Friday morning.
Keep things casual.
I'm trying to keep it casual, Bean.
Why?
What's up?
Casual Friday.
It's casual Friday.
Yeah, it's like a casual Friday, but...
No!
Ultra casual.
Casual Friday.
I'm talking sweatpants and no bra.
Casual Fridays are canceled.
In any hoops, it's always fun.
Let's go.
Hey, I want to dance with somebody.
Good morning. The day after. It's the day after Valentine's Day. And, of course, a lot of celebrities did huge grand gestures that we'll talk about in the schmig. No Jen today. She took a long, long weekend. As Lance says, she thought ahead.
Mm-hmm. That's good planning.
Yeah, she took that MLK day that she worked and, you know, cozied it up to the President's Day holiday, which is Monday. Tim is using those for his spring training trip, which we'll talk about a little later on the show. But today, the day after, did you know that today is actually a day?
What do you mean?
That has to do with love as well.
Oh, what is it?
Singles Awareness Day, or also known as SAD. I know, it's not right. Okay, so here's what you're supposed to do, or here's what we're supposed to do.
Go through Wendy's and get a single with cheese.
Oh, yeah.
That's one way that you could celebrate
it. Sure.
We're supposed to focus on our single friends so they don't have to spend next Valentine's Day alone.
Oh, there you go.
If they want to help, according to a new survey, 90% of them said they don't like being single, but most of them don't actively wish they had a significant other.
Interesting.
So they don't really like being single, but they don't think about it nonstop.
Right.
When you're single, it's a wonderful time. If you look at it the right way, I think.
It can be, sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wonderful.
No,
it's, I mean... To some extent, maybe the grass is always greener, right? When you're not, you kind of wish you were.
Yes.
When you are, you wish you weren't.
But there is something to be said for, you know, figuring yourself out.
Sure.
Being able to have that time and that solitude and that lonely, lonely, sad.
No, and as much as we make fun of it, like, I'm glad that I...
You could be with someone if you wanted to, just to be with someone.
Yep. Thanks, guys. I appreciate that.
But you have to... You're at the age where you better make it count, man.
Yeah. No, but in terms of the figuring yourself out thing, like, I think it would have been foolish of me personally, at least, to jump into something when I was younger.
And I did a bunch of that.
You did?
In my 20s. Yeah, I had a long relationship, engagement, then not single at all. Then, boom, right into another long relationship.
Yeah.
And then after that, I realized, oh, my gosh.
I need some me time.
I need some me time.
Yeah.
I talked it over with my dog Duncan at the time.
Okay.
And we had a nice few years.
Yeah.
And I wasn't angry about it. I loved it.
Yeah.
Plus, it gave me some perspective.
Yeah.
I ended up moving back to Illinois. I lived on the Missouri side for a ton of years. My sister had a baby, so I wanted to be close to the baby. I wanted to be close to my dad. My things that I thought I was too cool for.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
Because when I got out of that last relationship, I'm like, I'm moving back over. I don't want people to judge me. You don't care. Once you're happy, you don't care what people think.
That's true.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel
you feel all of
the
those
same
things
about, you know, coming
about
back.
About your
for
decisions.
Sure.
Yeah, like coming home, would that make me look like?
Right.
But then once you're here and you feel that joy.
Because I get a lot of you're trying to get back to LA, right? I'm like, no.
No.
No. Absolutely not.
Right. So you get it. And at first.
I could own that town if I wanted to. You guys get it?
At first, when you move back, probably in your head, you're like, oh, this is going to look like a failure. Or what? And I'm saying from my perspective, when I moved back to the ill side, I felt the same way. Like, and I don't know why.
Right.
It's like, I'm going to show them.
Yeah, just dumb stuff we get caught up in. You realize no one cares as much as you do. And
yes. And I ended up moving like a half a mile away from my sister. Right. I had to see that damn baby every day.
And like you said, once you're happy, it doesn't matter.
None of it does.
Because you're like, how ridiculous is everything else? Because I figured out, you know.
Yeah. So, you know, it is Singles Awareness Day, but if you're single and you're happy, clap your hands. I don't know. Come on, clappers.
No, just one.
Lance?
I'm not single.
No, but I mean, we need some loud clapping.
Oh, sorry. Oh. I misunderstood.
All right, so today on the show, we're going to try to have some fun ahead of the big snowstorm that's going to hit us. We'll talk to Jim Perkovic today. He doesn't know that yet, but he's probably listening. So, Jim, we're going to be calling you a little later because we'll talk about what the accumulation we're talking about is, what time frame is it going to interfere with the traffic this evening? What's the story? What's the story, Jim? So we'll talk to our no-budget weather guy, Jim Perkovic, at sometime on the show today. Also today, we're going to do that grand prize for Backstreet Boys Girls Getaway to Vegas, courtesy of Ambassador, or not Vegas, New Orleans.
I was going to say.
Courtesy of Ambassador Floor Company. We'll announce that at 7:10 this morning. We had so many qualifiers all week long. They get to see the band here, but one person is going to be flying to New Orleans. Hotel, airfare, meet and greet passes, and concert tickets to see the band. We've got Looking for Love in the Lou with Lance Hildebrand. And not a lot of contestants today for the Schmackdown. So that means, Lance, your name is going to be thrown in the ring.
Oh, no. No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I haven't done any homework.
Well, none of us do any homework.
I know. I'm just, you know.
But
just,
you're here part of what we talk about usually.
I do. I'm channeling some, you know, like middle school reaction.
Yes, I get it. Like you didn't study for that quiz.
Right. Pop quiz. What?
Kevin has written the questions this week, which means they'll be really long.
The questions will be long, but the answers will be easy.
Okay, so we'll do that at 7:40. The prize today?
A pair of tickets to see Need to Breathe Sunday night at the Stiefel Theater for their acoustic live tour.
Sweet. All right, so weather. Let's talk about the weather. Winter weather advisory for the metro area goes into effect at 9 a.m. today and then continues until midnight tonight. It's quite a big area of time. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. 9 a.m. till midnight. Yeah. So cloudy and cold, and it's cold this morning. Mm-hmm. Snow moving in by midday, and we're looking at accumulations of 1 to 3 inches by tonight, high of 26, and then tonight, the low is 18. Tomorrow, good news, high of 36, then cloudy on Sunday. More snow in the forecast for Sunday. Right now,
24.
Here is Tim, not Tim, Lance.
It's me.
With another look at your traffic.
Long week. Tim, take it away.
Well, people are cold. There's some stuff going on in the depressed section. And, you know, leave a little bit early. Give yourselves a little extra time.
Hey, you know what? In a pinch, that would work. He's got, you know, he didn't.
I could do it. I think I could just completely
make up a traffic.
Right. Yeah.
It's not like he's tossing out things from other cities like, oh, the Esplanade. Woo, right. Backed up.
Right.
The Embarcadero. Look out.
I would just be like, overall, things look good. A little bit of activity. We're seeing at 270 and 40, 44 moving along real well. And then I would talk about the depressed section.
Tim, you're coming back for me this afternoon.
I'd throw it to Goodwill and I'd get out.
I can get a 4-day weekend now. I can go home and go back to sleep.
Yeah.
Now, we do have some issues. Out in Wentzville, we've got a crash report at East Pittman.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show with Kevin the Intern, Tim Convey, Lance Hildebrand. Yo. It's overwhelming this morning with all the men in here. No Jen. Jen's my, you know, my female friend.
We get it.
Yeah.
You like her better.
No, I just...
We're all you got.
You guys sometimes gang up on me and I feel it makes me sad.
I think that's nonsense.
It really is. None of you scare me.
Comes out.
I failed to ask this morning when we signed on because I had a terrible Valentine's Day. And when I say terrible, I don't care, but I was sick in bed all day. I've got this stuff. I mean, I just can't stop sneezing and coughing and lots of drainage. Thank you. So enjoy your breakfast. But I just didn't feel well. I was in bed all day. And here was my Valentine's Day. Nick came home crabby because he's like overwhelmed with work right now. So I texted him and said, can you please pick me up a Valentine's Day Connie's frozen pizza? And so that's what I did.
For
I had,
Nick.
Because I hadn't eaten anything for like 2 days. So I was starving. Oh. So what about you guys?
Well, let me tell you what.
Can you beat my bad?
I got a card for my wife, and then Sarah goes, well, you know what I got you for Valentine's Day? What? I came home.
She did not say that.
That's all she said, yeah. Aww. And I gave her a foot rub. So, yeah, that's how we
But isn't that your normal Thursday?
It's pretty much my normal thing. You know, she is busy. She doesn't get a chance to actually come home. She goes, look, I'm home before 5. Because there's a lot of after-school activities that she's involved with and all that stuff. So that's how we spend ours.
Okay, Lance?
We consciously decided because we both have so much going on right now, we weren't going to do much for Valentine's
Day. This weekend, maybe? You don't care.
Well, I mean, her parents are having their 50th wedding anniversary party on Saturday.
Wow. Oh, so happy anniversary.
Yeah, so that's really kind of been our focus is, you know, kind of getting that all put together and stuff. So our big Valentine's Day night. Yep, I got off work. She got off work. What did we do? We went to the office place store. I shan't say the name. Yeah, I said shan't. and we went there to make copies of stuff. We needed to make copies of some documents.
Did you hold hands while you were copying
No,
things?
Because here's what happened. We get there. They have two copying machines, right? Oh, that one's broken. Use that one. Oh, okay. So we put 3 pieces of paper in to copy. It runs the 3 pieces through the machine and stops and like basically breaks. So they come over and like, we can't fix it. Sorry. It's like, fine. And I mean, we had like probably like 200 things to copy.
Oh,
so
really?
We got 0. We got absolutely nowhere with it. And that was the end of the night.
You didn't go anywhere else to try to do it? Don't do it here. You know about the paper. We're having a paper
shortage. No, by that time it was about 8:20 and I was looking on my phone. It's like, okay, well, this place is open till 9 and this place is actually open 24 hours. Let's forget it. So
it's got to be done, though, Lance. You know, you could surprise her with getting it done today for her.
You know, that is, man, Courtney, I wish I'd been thinking like that because, I could have gotten up early this morning and gone and done it. But no, I slept in. so bless her heart, she's actually going to get up early this morning and go do it. So
okay. All right. Well, Tim?
I went to the gym and was told that my flexibility is terrible.
All right. Well, I think it sounds like a great Valentine's
Real
Day.
Solid
was it told to you by someone who is an authority on such matters or somebody just passing by?
An authority.
Oh, okay. Oh. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be better than if somebody just walked by and said, dude, you're flexible.
You should start doing Pilates with me. I feel like that's supposed to. I'm going to start doing it. Seriously.
Did you do it?
Yeah, I'm gonna go start doing it. It's good for golf. It's good for your flexibility. I don't like yoga, so I know I'm not going to do that. And I've done a class before, and I do like it.
My trainer, so we were talking about that, and then I think we ended up just doing yoga. Like, we weren't lifting weights anymore. All of a sudden, he's like, he wanted me to do some move, and I'm like, man, I don't think I can do that.
I can't move that way.
And then we put everything down, and it was basically just like yoga.
Really?
And I was like, this is embarrassing.
I was going to say, I know a certified Pilates instructor.
You do?
Married to one.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Whoa. Didn't know that.
Let me just over here bragging.
Yeah.
Right?
Certified.
Did I know that?
She, well, probably not. She had her own business like in the early 2000s that she ran. And kind of got out of the game and did other things. But
we'll chat, Lance.
Oh, yeah.
We'll talk.
All right.
Well, a lot of people say that they wouldn't mind another holiday with gifts, but they'd want it more gifts for themselves. You buy gifts for yourself.
Mm.
Treat yourself day. And we could put it anywhere we want.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd be into that.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know.
Nobody's going to do
Treat
it.
Treat yourself anytime.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. All right, here's Lance with another look before the snow. BS.
I like it.
The BS report.
The BS report. All right, well, it's not snow that you got to worry about in the roadway downtown. It's...
Yeah.
Lauv on Y98 with I Like Me Better. It's the Courtney and Company morning show. And I found out yesterday that this place I used to spend a lot of time in New York just closed down, a place called the Highline Ballroom. So it was this venue in such a cool, it was by the Highline Park, such a cool spot in New York. And Ludo used to always play there. You know, a lot of different cities, we would be in different venues every time, but in New York we played the Highline Ballroom. Had a lot of great memories there because you're in New York City, so it's like that's when the label would come see us, all this industry.
Oh, it's so sad.
Yeah, and it was just really a place that we loved. We loved the whole staff there, the crew there, and yeah, it's closing down. I don't understand. They had legendary shows. It was such a cool spot. So I found out that it was closed down, and so I was texting with the other guys in the band about it, and we all brought up one of our favorite stories from this venue. So we were playing a show, and Adam, our buddy Adam, was playing bass. Adam came in here when the band was on the show, and basically we're a couple songs in and my keyboards aren't making noise, doesn't make sound. So I'm kind of looking over, and there's a what you call the monitor tech. It's on the side of the stage, and that's who's running your monitors, meaning the things that you can hear from. And I'm just pointing down like it doesn't work. And
they're like, it really doesn't matter because we don't really turn it anyway. Start kicking, man.
He understood the urgency. So he does, I'm on the complete opposite side of the stage from the monitor tech. So they do kind of a duck walk, you know, sort of that low walk so as not to interrupt anything over to me. And this is the middle of the song, so people are flying around the stage like crazy. And he's like, you know, looking up at me, and he's trying this and he's trying that, and you know, doesn't understand. And then finally he just plugs something in and it works, and that, which is humiliating because it's totally my fault. I unplugged something.
Oh,
like that's on
yeah.
me. Like their stuff was fine, so I felt terrible. So I'm like, oh, sorry. And again, tons of people packed, and we're all Ludo's.
What is it?
Flying
what's the size of this place? Is it like a Mississippi Nights?
Yeah, about like that. So not quite as big as the pageant, but more. So let's say it holds, I don't know, 700, 800
people. Yeah.
So this person, I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. And the guy is making his way back, just doing the duck walk.
Uh-oh.
And right as he turns away from the Moog, Adam, who's got the bass guitar, does a cool rock and roll spin move.
Uh-oh.
And clocks this guy with the top of his headstock. And it's a bass guitar, so it's about as bad as you can imagine.
Oh.
Like getting hit with a baseball bat. This guy just gets smacked in the face. And then he's like,
does he fall or not?
No, he dazedly walks. Like you can tell, like he's upright now with his hands in the
like
air.
Like I gotta get off the stage.
Yeah, fans who were at the show thought somebody hopped on and was just like dancing like a goofball because he's like trying to, you know, catch his balance, hands in the air, walking back or back across the stage. Adam feels terrible and like stops and is like, oh my God. And he's like, oh my God, I'm all right. Walks off stage. I feel even worse because I called him on stage and goes back, and then we see the other crew.
And you're continuing just to play this song.
Right. Yeah, we're in the middle of a song. It's a Ludo show. We know we got a job to do. And so the song stops. We look over and somebody else is running the monitors. He's gone.
Oh no.
Oh.
So we feel terrible, you know, finish the show, and then we're talking and they're like, yeah, he went to the hospital. He went to the emergency room. And so we all feel terrible. So then fast forward probably, you know, 9 to 12 months later, we come back to play the Highline, and we're kind of thinking about it, and Adam's thinking about it too, and the guy's not around, and there's somebody else working, this woman's working the monitor. She's up, and she's helping us get set up, and we're like, gosh, she looks really familiar. And then we realize it was that she's transitioned. It was the same person as transitioned.
Oh, now a female.
Yeah. So Andrew looks at Adam and says, how hard did you hit her?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was
I would think that you would be checking up on this person afterwards.
Right.
We tried to make actual contact. No, you know what? Adam did. They Facebooked, and she was totally cool about it.
That's good.
Yeah. And obviously, I don't think that's
yes, I know.
Obviously. It was a great line, and she was great about it.
That makes me sad about places that close that have so much
meaning.
We've had a lot of that lately.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Johnny Mac's. Yeah. This week, Steak and Shake. I mean, I know that they're saying that they're renovating, but there are a few that aren't open right now. Probably the one you go to.
There's a few of them, huh?
Yeah, there's like six.
Six?
Six or eight. I think two in Illinois, six in Missouri.
Okay.
And they're trying to, what they're trying to do is find new franchise owners.
Yeah, to come take them over.
To do it. But I think about like, you know, I'm mad I missed that Mississippi Nights. They've done two reunions now over at Del Mar Hall.
I think they're going to do it yearly, though.
Are they?
Yeah. I'm still Mississippi
Nights. I lived at Mississippi Nights as a, you know, 18 to 25 year old. That's where we went to see all our music.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't want to brag, but I saw Duncan Sheik there.
Oh, wow.
Is that Barely Breathing?
Yeah.
You got me to it. You beat me to it. I was going to say, was that a show that left you barely breathing?
I believe that was those were my Alice days. You know, that's the those are the kind of hits we played.
Yeah.
Lots of Lilith music. Lilith Fair music.
I saw a ton of shows that changed my life.
Oh, though. My gosh. Yeah. Especially when you're young. I mean, it was just a place to go listen to great live music in a cool spot that wasn't too big, and parking wasn't a hassle.
Or when bands, right before they broke, like I remember seeing the Goo Goo Dolls there, right before they broke, and you're sitting there going, these guys might be
but
something.
But you didn't even know that at the time.
Exactly.
You had no idea.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, text us, like, a place that has fond memories that you miss. Since we are, so you know, things are closing down. It's the end of an era. 531-9898, 618-397-9898.
And now, dude,
your Ashley Furniture Home Store weather.
That's right. That's what it is. It's weather. Brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. Winter weather advisory for the metro area goes into effect at 9 a.m. this morning and will continue all the way through midnight. Cloudy and cold today. We've got some snow coming in the area by midday. Possible.
Y98, Courtney and Kevin and Tim and Lance. No Jen today. She took a really long weekend. Hopefully she's enjoying it. Although she did send me a bunch of schmig emails last night, so she was still working. She wants to make sure we don't totally fall on our face. So we appreciate her.
Thanks, Jen.
Her extra effort. I wanted to mention that if you're out and about today, make sure you stop by Hardee's and pick up a biscuit because it's Heat Up St. Louis. And we have different talent. I know Kevin likes that word. From all of our radio stations at different locations. And Paul Cook is going to be at the one on Hampton this morning from 7 to 8:30 with our friend Trish Gazelle from KZK. And all you have to do is buy a biscuit and they're going to be helping to collect donations, but the money goes to Heat Up St. Louis. So think about if you had a day without your heating working for people that can't afford it and they have to think, do I want the heat to work or do I want to put food on the table? So this is a great organization and you get something good by just buying a biscuit. Again, 7 to 8:30, the Hardee's on Hampton, but all the locations of Hardee's, you're going to find a lot of people at them. And make sure you buy a sausage biscuit today to help those less fortunate. All right, so we're talking about places closing down. We did get a call off the air from somebody that said they saw Loverboy at Animal House back in the day.
Loverboy.
We're talking about this because one of Tim's clubs that they used to play in New York at closed down.
Yeah.
And tons of memories. Whenever they were in New York, that's where you played. And so we're talking about places that have closed. And lots of texts at 531-9898.
Yeah, a lot of nightlife places, too. A place called the High Point Bar. A person saw Kid Rock there right before he hit it big. Then the old 97s also played there.
Was that the place next to the High Point Theater?
Yeah, exactly. It's now Par Bar or whatever.
Yeah.
But that was a really cool venue.
Oh, yeah, there are a lot of bands that went through there. But that's pretty cool to see them before they hit it big.
Yeah, Kid Rock.
Yeah.
Stages.
Oh, yeah.
Where was that?
Stages was like in Illinois. Rick Idle used to do. He owned the place.
he was the
king of Stages.
Oh, man.
But all the people that owned it ended up going to prison, I believe.
That happens.
Have a Nice Day Cafe.
Oh, yeah. Union Station, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
That seemed like a great idea to me, too. Yeah.
What was the idea?
70s?
Yeah, 70s theme.
No
music.
Thanks.
Senior Frogs.
I never went. It was not close to me.
Page and Shoots, I think.
I think so.
That had many incarnations.
Yes.
I remember when it was Brio.
Do you remember Confetti? I was at the grand opening of Confetti.
and then we've moved on to other items, like other things that are closing. Kmart. Yeah. Toys R Us.
I didn't get my ears pierced at Kmart. I got my ears pierced.
Venture.
Classy alert. Venture.
Yeah.
Okay, mine done at Things Remembered, I think.
Your ears pierced?
Or maybe Claire's.
Claire's, not Claire. Things Remembered.
Things Remembered.
Yeah, they put little plaques on your ears. Yeah.
They had your initials on them.
And then a couple eateries. The Bombay Bicycle Club.
Oh yeah. That was also like Creve Coeur area, wasn't it?
I think they had a couple locations. I think there was one south, and I think there was up at another one at 270 McDonald.
Mm-hmm. And then the place of my first date with my wife, Sarah, Casa Gallardo.
Oh, Casa. Mm-hmm. Casas. You want to go to Casas?
They had a fabulous chimichanga that tasted exactly like a cheeseburger.
Can I say that people don't do chimichangas right at a lot of places.
I agree.
They should be to the touch with your fork.
Yep.
It should be a harder shell.
Mm-hmm.
Should not be burrito-like shell. Let's get this.
You hear that, people? You guys writing this down?
Let's get this right, folks. Yeah. I've been to several, but they don't know how to make a proper chimichanga. It's my favorite. All right, keep texting us, 531-9898. We have some schmig for you. And I know we don't talk a lot about the Kardashians and schmig, but what Kanye West did for Kim Kardashian.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
Brought to you by Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody.
Everybody!
Do you think that Valentine's Day now, that guys are stepping it up because of social media?
Yes.
Good point.
I can see that.
Because they know it's going to be on social media.
Yes.
It's going to make them look great. I saw a bunch of, like, out of control, you know, Valentine's Day famous posts.
Yeah, and I think women probably are pushing a little harder and caring a little more because they want to post something grand. So they're, you know, where maybe they wouldn't care as much in the past, they're like, I need a spectacle here.
I saw that Office episode yesterday when I was in bed all day because not for fun, I didn't feel well, where Phyllis from The Office keeps getting flowers after flowers after flowers delivered from Bob Vance.
Yep.
Vance Refrigeration. And Jenna Fisher just kind of, finally in the last dozen assortment of flowers, she just smacks them down and throws her chocolates. Because poor Jenna Fisher didn't get anything. Pam Beasley. All right, so Kanye West. Here it is. What does Kanye do to impress Kim Kardashian for Valentine's Day? He gave her the gift of Kenny G.
It is a gift.
I know you're thinking, what, like a Kenny G CD playing, tickets to a show? Nope. Kenny G was in her living room when she walked in. She walked into the empty living room. The floor was covered with single roses, each in their own vase.
Mm-hmm.
So they weren't just thrown.
Mm-hmm. It was awesome.
And
oh,
then
it's awesome.
There's Kenny G pumping out those sweet sounds.
Yep. I don't know what song he was playing, but it was great. I really liked it. Like, I really took a moment.
Oh, he's so gifted.
He knows how to play.
And he's a great golfer, scratch golfer,
really?
Too.
Really? No kidding.
He's doing okay.
Yeah.
Well, see, so Kenny G says that you might think that this was planned way in advance. Nope. He got an email at 11 p.m. Wednesday night saying that Kanye wanted him to perform for Kim. Fortunately, he was in town, they live close, and he was really excited to do it.
That is so funny. I wonder if money changed hands.
No money. It says,
really?
No.
Wow. That's awesome.
That is awesome.
They became friends while he was there, and there could even be a future collaboration.
Why wouldn't there be?
Kanye.
Yeah. That would be great.
You mean, wouldn't it be like
Kenye?
Yeah. Kenye.
Kenye.
Easy.
Kenye G. By the way, you said Kenny G doing okay for himself. Net worth reportedly $50 million.
I believe it.
Yeah, wow.
He
sure.
And he deserves it.
Plus, he needs to keep those curls on point.
Yeah.
couple things that Kevin put up at Y98.com. You can see the mountain from the Game of Thrones, shirtless, reading people's love poems to each other. You can also see Kevin Bacon singing a song for Kira Sedgwick on a little ukulele. And he is morphing into Tom Skerritt. You have to go watch the video.
Huh.
He looks so much like Tom Skerritt. And I don't find, I'm not saying that as a slam on him.
You're Skerritt, man.
I loved Skerritt.
Yeah.
Till he did Poison Ivy and he creeped me out.
A little weird.
Yeah, I didn't like it. In theaters, which a lot of these came out on Tuesday, but Happy Death Day 2. Oh, sorry. Happy Death Day to You. Isn't It Romantic? Both out for the weekend. Bad news for Alfonso Ribeiro. He lost his copyright for the Carlton.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was denied because the moves are a simple dance routine. Because
he was suing the video game.
Yeah. He was.
Was it Fortnite?
Mm-hmm. In Fortnite, they were doing the Carlton, and he wanted to get some money.
And NBA 2K.
Ah.
The flossing kid also trying to sue Fortnite. Wow. But this may set a precedent. You know, they said it's too simple of a move that a lot of people... You didn't invent it. He even said he got it from Courtney Cox, Dancing in the Dark, Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, yeah, that is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I agree with the courts on this. That's a tough...
It's a real gray area.
I'm sure there's some dance that can be copyright, like the moonwalk, maybe. I don't know. That's its own
Don't you think thing. It's its own beast?
But, yeah, the Carlton... Sorry.
I have a couple moves I could get out there and copyright.
You could copyright pretty quickly.
Yeah, they're solid. All right, so we got a call just a little while ago, somebody asking Tim for some Netflix suggestions because people are stuck at home. And I know you suggested You.
Yeah, which I haven't seen, but that's what you guys had talked about.
But I have to, you know, I wouldn't suggest You to my mother.
Okay.
It's not for everybody.
Right.
But lucky for you, there is so much on TV this weekend. Tonight, you've got the NBA All-Star Celebrity Game. Kevin, you'll be happy to know who's going to be playing.
Lil Bow Wow.
Nope. Quavo's playing.
Quavo.
Quavo, yeah.
Bad Bunny. James Shaw Jr. Now, do you know who he is? He's the Waffle House guy that saved the day.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
Isn't that cool?
That is cool.
Mike Coulter.
Familiar
with him?
What's his name? Luke Cage.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And he was on The Good Wife.
And J.B. Smoove.
Oh, cool.
Dr. Oz. All right, so that's on ESPN tonight. And then this is a big deal, apparently. The live-action version of Kim Possible comes out on Disney today.
That's a huge deal. Yeah, we don't have Disney, unfortunately, but that's all my daughter's been talking about. If your kid's a tween,
yeah,
and they grew up, you know, that was a big show. The cartoon was a big show in the early 2000s with Kim Possible, Ron Stoppable, the hairless...
Unpoppables?
Yeah.
Ron Stoppable,
the hairless meerkat.
I like that you're asking us.
We have
no clue.
Yeah.
If we watched it, people would be creeped out by us.
Yeah.
You have children. It
makes
sense.
Find out the sitch.
All right. And then also on Netflix, The Umbrella Academy. It's a new series with Ellen Page.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pumped for that.
It's good.
It was a graphic novel. I read it. It's super cool. I'm excited for that.
And on DC Universe, what is that?
It's DC's their streaming platform.
All right. Well, I'm so confused. Doom Patrol. Is
oh,
on
cool.
that.
The Doom Patrol.
All right.
It's got some like C-lister comics, like superheroes in it.
And then on Amazon, Lorena, a four-part Lorena Bobbitt documentary.
Yeah. Who did it? Who's the big name that did it? Oh, Jordan Peele.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Then tomorrow, Olivia Newton-John, Hopelessly Devoted to You on Lifetime.
That's
It's a movie.
Really?
She's in it or is it about her?
No. She's not in it. Australian singer Delta Goodrum stars as Olivia Newton-John.
No way.
Wow. Yeah. And there's more. And Tim is going to do the second schmig. You'll tell him the rest of the stuff that's on TV, but there is a lot of stuff on TV tonight.
This is my favorite song when I was two.
Oh, yeah.
Just so you know.
That's the schmig.
Is anyone going to watch the Olivia Newton-John thing?
I may record it.
She said it was a Lifetime?
Yeah, Lifetime tomorrow night.
See. I'm a big fan of that Delta Goodrum who's playing her. She's good.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm being serious.
Oh, I thought you were joking.
No.
All right. That is the schmig. Tim will have the next one at 8.
For the world we're gonna make.
Y98, it is the Courtney and Company morning show with Kevin the intern, Lance Hildebrand, Tim Convey. He's MIA right now, but we're talking this morning because Tim brought up a story about a club in New York that has a lot of memories for him because his band Ludo, when they were performing, would play there every time they were in New York, and it's closing. We had the Johnny Max earlier this week about, you know, a lot of people have tons of memories there. So we're talking about things that have closed. And then it got the nightlife thing. We could do only nightlife stuff. I was thinking of the Oz.
The Oz.
Okay, here are two big things I had at the Oz. Besides doing an appearance there when I was new in my radio career, every Friday night from 1 to 3 a.m., I had an appearance at the Oz.
For how long of a period of time was
it? It was a good chunk of time.
1 to 3 a.m.
Yes.
on Friday nights into Saturday morning.
Oh, I mean, those are the days you're making no money, and that was like cash in hand when you left. So I did that for, I mean, I don't know how long it was. I can't remember.
I remember basically Friday and Saturday nights, the Oz was my spot back in the day.
Yeah. And then we had my, I had my eighth grade graduation party at the Oz.
Okay, I'm still trying to wrap my head
somebody
around that.
That wow. Somebody I graduated with, her dad, her stepdad owned the Oz.
Yeah.
Friends of my family, actually.
Right.
The Sojays. And so that's where our big eighth grade party celebration was. I remember I went to the Limited. I got my Go-Go's outfit with my mini skirt and my polka dot shirt. Didn't smell as good in the afternoon as it, you didn't mind it as much at night.
Oak Tree. That was a place. Merry-go-round. If I remember correctly, Santino Rice used to work at the merry-go-round at Northwest Plaza.
But going back to the Oz, we also had my mom and dad's 25th wedding anniversary there.
Really?
Wow. We knew the owners, so we did a lot of parties at the Oz.
And then there was the Wiz, which was pretty much right next door.
Oh, that's gone. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we got a bunch of texts about, you know, hot spots that are now closed. 314-531-9898. That's our text line.
Yeah, the place called Collinsville Park. It was obviously a big place in Collinsville and unfortunately burned down years ago.
Oh, it was like a bar?
I guess, yeah. I guess it was like a bar or, you know, like a musical
venue. Okay.
The Mississippi River Festival.
Oh, the MRF.
I don't think I ever went to the Mississippi River Festival.
Man, there were some big, I mean, in terms of attendance, some big shows there, like The Who and like the Eagles. They had some.
Well, the landing used to be the spot for all celebrations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Just people lining the streets.
Lance, you may remember this place, Stonehenge.
I was just thinking about it. I was going to mention that.
Where
was that?
Lebanon, Illinois?
Stonehenge, yep.
Rico's One. And Rico's too.
What is that?
I don't know.
I remember that.
You know, if you're going to text us, give us a little information.
Growlers Pub.
Oh, yeah. Mellow Mushrooms at one of the Growlers now.
Yep.
And then, Tim, near and dear to your heart, the South County Funny Bone.
Oh, yeah. It was before my time.
Oh, by Ronnie's, right?
Yeah, in Ronnie's Plaza. Yeah. Legendary.
Yeah, so if there's some night spots you remember, let's go to that direction.
We had the Valley Park Funny Bone that closed down a few years ago, too. Yeah.
531-9898 is our text line. Coming up.
Shape of You. Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show, and all week long we've been giving out tickets to see the Backstreet Boys here in St. Louis, and along with that, getting you qualified for our grand prize, which is a trip to New Orleans to see the Backstreet Boys, meet the Backstreet Boys, and have a really great time. So right now, we've got our winner, and we're going to give them a call.
Yeah, I wouldn't answer either.
You have reached the voicemail box of
Tracy May.
At the tone, please record your voice message. When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
Oh, man. Can't believe she didn't answer. You know, that was that's the rule.
Yeah.
You have to answer when we call.
Bummer for Tracy.
Yeah. All right, we'll have to pick another. No, just kidding. Tracy, it is the Courtney and Company Morning Show. There's Tim.
Hi.
There's Kevin.
Hello.
And Lance is in another room. But congratulations, you win the grand prize girls getaway to see the Backstreet Boys in New Orleans.
Yeah!
We're going to fly you there. We're going to put you up in a hotel. You get concert tickets to their show, and you also get to meet the band.
All of them, even Kevin.
Even Kevin. And it's Labor Day weekend, so hopefully you make a long weekend out of it. Congratulations. Thanks for listening to the show. And it's all brought to you by, so the next time you get flooring, Tracy, Ambassador Floor Company. Congratulations.
Woo, hope you get this. Really hope she gets it. Right now, your weather, courtesy of Ashley Home Store. Winter weather advisory in effect for the metro area starting at 9 a.m. this morning. It continues until midnight tonight. It's cloudy and cold today with snow moving into the area. I've been thinking, I want you to be happier. I want you to be happier. you're on Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. And if you're out headed to work or wherever you are, go by a Hardee's, get a sausage biscuit. It's all a part of Heat Up St. Louis, so you can help them raise money. It's a really, really good cause. And Y98's own Paul Cook is at the Hardee's off Hampton until 8:30, so go see him. And he's going to be giving us a call. We're going to check in with him in just a little bit.
All right, we're talking all morning about places that have closed. Nightlife, really. It started with nightlife because a place that Tim has a lot of memories of performing at is closing down in New York City. So we were talking about all the places that have closed. And I know Johnny Canavera wrote us. He works at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater and sent us a couple of hot spots. One of them I've never heard of.
Yeah, Michael's Time Machine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What is that?
That actually became Animal House.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was thinking it was in the same area, and I guess it was because it was the same place, just a different name.
Yeah, but he said the best was CYC Night on the Admiral. Sunday nights with Bob Cuban. They used to have contests on who would sneak in the most airplane bottles.
I never had any nightlife at the Admiral.
Oh, I remember a few nights down there.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, at the Landing, you could go down the row. Kennedy's, Sundeckers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What was the Fox place called? You know what I'm talking about?
Fox place?
I think it was in the hotel across the street from Mississippi Nights. Oh, Rivers. Rivers was huge in my radio days because everybody worked an appearance there on the weekends, and so that's where you'd go. But yeah, feel free to continue to text us your hotspot that's no longer with us, 531-9898. All right, I want to move on to Valentine's Day because my sister sent me a very funny text last night. Growing up, I was around a lot of really funny older women. I had one Aunt Egg, and she was a character. Aunt Marg was so funny. My dad grew up at his house. All of his mom's sisters lived with them, and he was the only boy. Mm-hmm. So you can imagine how spoiled he was. But they were all characters. Like, Aunt Egg was one of the first women to own radio stations in the country.
Really?
Yeah. I think she gave Harry Carey one of his first jobs.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah,
really?
She was quite abroad. And I always loved her. She ended up moving to Florida. But she was always just such a character. Mm-hmm. Then my Aunt Marg, also a very funny character. Every year I remember going to the nursing home to visit her. And my dad would bring her gift for Christmas. And it was always a carton of cigs and a giant watch with giant numbers on it. And he would throw her the cigs and say, "Smoke up, Margie." But I mean, that's a great memory I have. So last night I'm laying in bed, not feeling great. And I get a text from my sister, and it says, "I'm turning into Aunt Marg. For Valentine's Day, I got a bottle of Tito's and a toilet seat." The toilet seat has little bows on it. It's very romantic. I guess it's something she wanted and needed.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
Let's hope.
So that made me think, I know we're asking for nightlife texts, but who got the most unromantic... The Tito's could be romantic, yeah. I guess. Who had the most unromantic Valentine's Day gift? I mean, it's, if you need it, you
toilet
need it.
Toilet seat's hard to beat.
It really is. You can call us or text us at 5.
Let's do it. Welcome to the Schmig Smackdown.
All right. It's time to play the game that last week, not a great week, but the two previous weeks.
Killer.
Strong competitors taking on someone on the show. And our contestant is Heidi. Heidi from Washington, Mo. Hey, Heidi.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Heidi was angry listening last week. And, I think it's tougher when you're under pressure.
On the phone.
And you're on the phone and you're playing. It's a little tougher, Heidi.
I've pulled over, so I'm like, this is the only thing I'm going to think of. I'm probably going to suck.
You're in it to win it.
Say that. Oh, I'm in it to win it.
All right, Heidi, what do you do for a living? Are you on your way to work?
I am on my way to work, yes. I am an IT contractor at a local grocery chain.
Oh, okay. So if I have any IT questions ever, because we have to email IT questions now, could I just call you?
No, I do like software stuff.
What if I need groceries? Can I call you if I
need? No, but I had an awesome meeting and learned everything about the meat department. So I deal in data, so that was very exciting.
I feel like maybe later that could be a good future interview.
Yeah. Maybe some, you know, butterflies, some pork chops.
Let's learn about meats, we'll call it.
Well, I tried to sneak in. I always have to have fun in meetings, but they're boring. But I tried to sneak in a question, like, very seriously. So what is the secret spices on the chicken kebabs? They're like, we sell it. And I'm like, dang.
Oh, you know what?
Maybe we won't do that segment.
Listen, but Heidi, next time if you do have a meat meeting, you should bring up the factoid that we did one time on things you didn't know, that the plural of beef is beeves. Mm-hmm.
Is what? Say that again?
Beeves. B-E-E-V-E-S.
Yes. Oh, my beeves.
This has been Meet Me in St. Louis on the Courtney and Company Morning Show.
Let's get down to it. Heidi, you had me, Tim, Lance to choose from to go up against. They'll have 30 seconds. You'll have 60 seconds to answer these questions. Who did you choose?
Yep. I'm ready. I choose Lance.
Lance!
It's rare that I am a combatant in this feature.
All right.
So yeah, I'm afraid you're going to be a little too hungry, but we'll go for it.
All right.
Might be literal reference. I am kind of hungry.
All this meat talk.
I'm distracted now. I can't think. I'm thinking of beeves.
Yeah. I know. Okay, Lance.
I'm out.
Turn everything off. And Heidi.
Bye. Yes.
60 seconds on the clock. Kevin will read the first question. Pass if you don't know it. And here you go.
Good luck, Heidi.
All right.
Heidi, what Friends star had her 50th birthday party over the weekend?
Jennifer Aniston.
What two performers won a Grammy for Best Pop Performance by a Duo or Group for their song Shallow?
Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga.
Name one of the three women leaving America's Got Talent after this season.
Alicia Keys.
What singer had no tears left to cry after revealing she was hit by a puck twice at a hockey game as a child?
I have no idea.
Pass.
Weezer's video for Take On Me just came out. What group originally did the song?
Take On Me. Aha.
Daniel Radcliffe, who starred in what magical movie series, thinks it too will eventually be rebooted?
Harry Potter.
After 17 years, Last Call with what host is ending on late night TV?
Last Call, that would be the guy who does... Carlton.
All right. So we can't tell you how many you got, but Lance is going to have his work cut out for him because it is going to be tough with this, with a 30-second clock for Lance Hildebrand.
Yeah.
So we'll see how he does. All right, Lance, you ready?
I guess so.
All right.
All right, Lance. Good luck. Lance, what Friends star had her 50th birthday party over the weekend?
Jennifer Aniston.
What two performers won a Grammy for Best Pop Performance by a Duo or Group for their song Shallow?
Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga.
Name one of the three women leaving America's Got Talent after this season.
One of them, Mel B.
What singer had no tears left to cry after revealing she was hit by a puck twice at a hockey game as
a
child?
Ariana Grande.
Weezer's video for Take On Me just came out. What group originally did the song?
Aha.
Daniel Radcliffe, who starred in what magical movie series, thinks it too will eventually be rebooted?
Harry Potter.
We got a winner, folks.
And it's...
Lance Hildebrand.
What?
Damn it!
Lance got six. And the challenger?
Yeah. Four.
I missed the America's Got Talent. I was thinking The Voice.
Yeah, America's Got Talent. Tyra Banks, Mel B, and Heidi Klum are all even.
Ariana Grande.
Right. Ariana Grande. Yeah, Lance
and
got
you,
that.
You
and
couldn't
then
get Last Call with Carson Daly.
So sorry. I know, Heidi. I apologize.
The C-A-R.
Yeah, you did Carl Daly. We're gonna have to let you go because you know what that means.
Heidi, sorry.
Those tickets to Need to Breathe, the acoustic live tour, February 18th at Stiefel Theater, up for grabs. Caller 10 right now at 314-531-9898. 618-397-9898. Good luck. Here's Lance with another look at your traffic. Y98, it is the Courtney and Company Morning Show with Kevin the Intern, Tim Convey, Lance Hildebrand keeping an eye on the roads. And luckily, it's been a pretty quiet morning. I'm a little worried for you this afternoon, Lance.
Yeah, but, you know, people might be smart like Jen. Maybe they planned ahead, got a four-day weekend, took today off, got Monday off with the holiday. And I think, you know, we are in that era where people are kind of planning ahead when the weather sounds kind of bad. And, you know, maybe it won't be too bad as far as volume is concerned. Incidents and driving conditions, I can't vouch for what we're going to deal with.
I know. Did you take a long weekend for afternoons, at least?
I wish I had.
We're going to get our no-budget weather guy, Jim Perkovic, on the air with us to talk about what we're looking at coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. About 9:10, we're going to give him a call and talk to him about what's coming for the weather. We have talked about a variety of things this morning, but we got on the hot spots, nightlife, places that you grew up going to that are now closed, because Tim told a story about a bar or a club in New York that has great memories for his band Ludo when they were performing and touring, and it's closing. So it's a bummer. And you know, you want to go back there years later and be like, I performed here.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. And now it's closing down. So we've been going down memory lane all morning long with the help of your text at 531-9898, and it's been fun because you just remember different stories. You know, you can mention many different bars that I've lost coats at. I used to be the big coat loser in my family. Like, whatever coat, the odds were that I was going to leave it at that bar. Lost two of my sister's coats. I lost my grandfather's Vicuna coat.
Ooh.
Which was when the big overcoats were in.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a Vicuna fur coat.
Wow.
I don't really know what that is.
I don't either. But it sounds impressive.
It was it was like gray, and it was oversized. I didn't get in trouble because they just were like, well, that's Courtney.
Yeah.
I mean,
classic land.
I know.
I was thinking, remember the side door over on Locust? Do you remember that place?
Yeah.
Oh, I do, yeah.
I don't.
So my band used to play there in high school. And it was the coolest because it was like a real music club. It was the first kind of like real venue that we got to play. And all my friends would come from high school, and then we played it in college a little bit. And at the end of the night, when the guy would pay the band, he would also show me the stack of IDs, and I would get to look through them, and it was all of my friends, all the high school friends who had gotten their fake IDs taken. And I'm like, can I? He's like, no.
I just slipped this, and that looks a lot like me.
Yeah, and after that one where they took like 25 of my friends' IDs, the next show we played there, not so well attended because word got around
all
with
your
my friends that, yeah, they were all going to get their IDs
That's
taken.
A bummer,
I
though.
Know.
They should have done a special all-ages night or something.
Mm-hmm.
Because Mississippi Nights did that.
Yeah.
You'd have to stay in the front pit area.
Well, no, I think it was all ages. I think my friends all were
wanted
just
to
tried
drink.
To drink. So
yes.
that's on them, but it was a great place.
Yeah, that makes me think of Frederick's Music Lounge on Chippewa.
Oh, yeah.
Don't know that.
Oh, yeah. When I was in Pitchfork, we used to play there a lot.
All right, so we
got Pitchfork used to tear the roof off that place. I don't remember.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
All right, so you got some text, Kevin?
Yes, Fat Cats in Edwardsville.
Oh, yeah, Fat Cats.
Nobody's brought up Sonny and Char's.
Sonny and Char's.
On the list.
Oh, yeah.
And those make me think of the Granary. No one's mentioned that.
That was coming up, too.
Where's the Granary?
That was over in Edwardsville area.
Okay.
Burnham's at Westport.
Oh, Brinker's is another place. You remember Brinker's?
Where was it?
I don't know. I just remember going there. It was in Fairview on Ludwig, I believe, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think
so. I think my brother was a bouncer there.
I remember that.
He never let me in.
The Complex.
Oh, yeah.
Faces.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, where was Faces?
I think it was in East St. Louis.
Wasn't it?
I just know these places from hearing them on the radio when I was a kid. We're out at Faces.
Oh, yeah, right?
Yeah.
The Jukebox.
Oh, which? The Jukebox on Dorset?
Page and Shoots.
I believe so.
Or wherever, yes.
Yeah. Bogart's.
Bogart's on the Landing, yeah.
The Brass Rail.
Brass Rail on the Landing.
Mm-hmm. Rodeo.
I don't know Rodeo.
Anybody? Rodeo?
Anybody?
That person just misses Rodeo.
Yes.
Rodeo.
Remember Rodeo?
Sort of rings it. Oh, that wasn't the place out at Earth City that's now that big church there.
No, that was
In Cahoots.
Yep.
In Cahoots.
In Cahoots.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well done.
For a while, wasn't there a piano store, like the biggest piano store ever?
Yeah.
And I'm like, how are they staying in, are that many people buying pianos? Right.
Was it Keys? Was that it?
Oh, Keys at Westport.
Yeah. The Dueling Piano Bar.
Or was it Little Diddy's? Where was that? St. Louis Center?
I don't remember. St. Louis Center.
Yeah.
Just that is a
Courtney, I think you're right.
St. Louis. We had that singer in the 90s that wore the eye patch do a performance there.
And now he's a lawyer.
No, it's a woman. Gabrielle or something.
Oh, man, that's good
stuff. Yeah. Okay, I know you're talking about.
And at the train wreck down on the landing, too, is one of the coolest buildings ever. We did a special performance meet and greet with Paula Cole at the train wreck. She was a vegan, and there were animal heads everywhere. It was not well planned.
Cicero's.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that just closed down a couple years ago.
The Big Kahuna. Club 747.
Oh, yeah, South County.
Kicks at the Marriott. Remember that? Marriott?
Remember Cicero's used to burn down like every 8 weeks because it was like a pizza.
I don't.
It was always like another fire, and then they'd have to start it over.
You'd leave there smelling like smoke.
Yeah, because it was the
wood fire.
Pizza, wood fire pizza. Yeah. So they had fires all the time. Ludo's first show in St. Louis was at Cicero's, and first ever Wilco show ever was at Cicero's.
Oh, wow. That's really? Great. But I saw Wilco. No, not Wilco. Whatchamacallit, Uncle Tupelo, before they were Uncle Tupelo.
Name drop.
Big at the Liederkranz in Millstatt.
Wow.
I think they were called the Primitives then.
Wow. Club 747 makes me think of Flight 99 out by the airport in the hotel there.
No idea what that is.
That was another club up at the top of the, whatever that hotel that's kind of curvy.
Yes, the Millennium.
Yeah.
The Millennium.
Whatever. I don't know what
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that was up at the top. And then Mania was at 70 in Lindbergh in the hotel there. That was another big hot spot back in the day.
That's when you were wearing all your leather.
That's when I had flowing hair.
Your keychain, your chained keychain.
No, I never had a keychain wallet. No, I wore high heels.
Yeah,
I wore boots with high. So that would make me about 6'6". Oh yeah, I was like 6'6".
But you were really
tall. Drink of
getting
water.
Getting after it. Yeah, Lance. A lot of
moosed hair. Mm-hmm. Got it. Mm-hmm. When I had hair to moose.
All right. Well, listen. We'll take more of your texts because people are enjoying texting and their memories. But coming up in about 4 minutes, we've got Foodstuffs with Tim Convy.
Live from downtown, this is your home for today's best music. KYKY FM and HD1 St. Louis, driven by.
Foodstuffs with me, Tim Convy, sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. You got one in the Delmar Loop, one down in Southampton. Also want to let you know we are on Instagram Live right now at Courtney & Co. Y98. Follow us on there. Lots of fun stuff happening on there. All right. Chocolate's good for you. You want to know why?
Yeah.
I got five reasons.
Mm-hmm.
It has some nutrition. Did you know that?
No.
Dark chocolate.
Dark chocolate. Dark chocolate.
People are way into dark chocolate.
It's good for
your heart.
Your heart.
Yeah, I was gonna say for your heart.
Fiber, minerals, magnesium, guys. Come on. Potassium. It's really good. Antioxidants.
Yeah.
It can make you feel, all right, this is the important stuff. It can make you feel better. It increases the production of endorphins and serotonin, which can decrease pain and lift your mood. It also boosts the release of this chemical I can't pronounce in the body, and that increases energy.
Dopamine?
No. I can pronounce that one.
Salt.
it doesn't matter, guys. The point is eat more chocolate. No, it's definitely not fentanyl. Hidden Valley Ranch is dropping a new product. No, it's not Hidden Valley Ranch, but there's a new new ranch dressing that tastes like pizza dipped in ranch.
What?
Okay, it is Hidden Valley. I'm really slow on food stuff today.
Did you read these before doing them on the air? Because I feel like you've had the whole show to bring
them. You know what? I have to run the next schmig. So
yeah,
I've been a little bit... I've been just trying to stay on top of that.
All dude. Right.
Should I bail completely on it?
No, keep going.
You want to talk about french fries?
Yes.
No, I want to hear about the Hidden Valley Ranch thing. So what's the deal? They're coming up with a ranch.
Valley Ranch just released
a new
line.
And you know what's sad about all this?
What?
We have Valerie here, who's a new salesperson, and she's here to observe how our show runs.
Are you blaming Valerie?
I'm blaming you.
Sounds like you're blaming Valerie, which Valerie, I feel like is unfair.
Did it sound like I was blaming you? I was trying to make a good impression on Valerie, and you're not leaving a good impression.
Now I'm embarrassed.
All right, Hidden Valley Ranch, pizza-flavored ranch.
Yeah, that's it. That's all you need to know. No idea what it tastes like, but they say it tastes like pizza dipped in ranch. Also, are you guys a big fan of the Shamrock Shakes at McDonald's?
Nope.
My daughter is. I just found that out yesterday.
She like mint chocolate chip?
You think you know somebody.
I know. Yeah, she loves mint and chocolate chip. And she's like, Dad, guess what I saw at McDonald's? Guess what's back?
McRib?
No.
That's that's Dad's favorite.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
McRib shake?
The Shamrock Shake.
Oh.
They release it just a day after Valentine's Day.
Oh, did they already?
That season. People get really excited about it.
Don't forget, the 20th is when those donut fries come out at McDonald's.
I know, and we're getting them on the show.
I have
right?
it in the calendar.
Very exciting.
And shakes, too.
Food stuff.
The 20th is what? Tuesday? No, Monday.
Wednesday.
Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
I'm all thrown off here. Let's talk about French fries.
Do you want me to do the next Schmig? Let's talk about French fries, Tim.
they did a huge survey of the best fast food French fries. What do you guys think?
Well, I mean...
McDonald's.
McDonald's.
Well, Chick-fil-A could come in there, too, because a lot of people like those waffle fries.
They're pretty good.
They're never cooked enough for me. Yeah. I like them a little crispy.
No Chick-fil-A.
Oh, okay. Really? So McDonald's...
Here's some of the bottom... People hate In-N-Out, which we talked about earlier. We don't have it here, obviously, but we feel like maybe it's a little
hype. You got to step up your fry game if you want people to come by to get your burger. That's the way I look at it. Have a good fry to go with your cheeseburger.
Sonic and Rally's did poorly. I think Rally's fries
are great.
Oh, man, I haven't had those in ages.
I dislike the Rally's fries. If you don't like that seasoning,
you know,
I don't like it.
Right. I understand that.
But some people love it. I don't like it.
It's a unique fry.
All right, the best ones. They say Five Guys. I don't get it.
Well, they change the potato every day, and it's featured.
So they're super fresh?
Yeah, well, I think that they just feature a different kind of potato.
Which makes me think that that's hypey. It's like, oh, they're great because you're just kind of buying into the hype.
Yeah.
I get it.
So what number are they?
Number one.
Number one?
Yeah. And then McDonald's.
Yep.
And then Del Taco? Somebody want to talk about that?
Well, we don't.
I know. They have them. When I was in Arizona, they're in gas stations.
Yeah. Wait, we used to have them here.
Oh, yeah. There was one.
But there's no more.
You know the Jetsons-looking building that's now a Chipotle?
Starbucks and Chipotle.
Yeah, that used to be Del Taco.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
And then also, wasn't that a Del Taco, what's now the High Point Drive-In?
Yes, that was a Del Taco as well.
When did they all go away?
It's been a few years. But as I recall, I think they had the crinkle fries, which were, they were pretty good. I don't know if they were, number three?
Yeah, three.
I'm telling you, has another good fry, Penn Station.
Oh, I agree with that.
Penn Station has a fine fry, but they have to be fresh. Like, I don't want if they've been sitting there.
Yeah, I agree.
I have never been to a Penn Station.
You haven't?
Nope.
Chicken teriyaki sandwich is solid.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I love teriyaki. I'm in for that.
We're getting deep. This segment's really taking a turn.
That's right.
Really, really strong right now. Number four is Steak and Shake.
Yes.
Well, right at the store.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At the Steak and Shake.
Yeah. Because they'll go bad fast because they're so skinny.
Yes.
Not their fault. But if you get them in the store,
they're perfect.
And number five, Arby's.
That's another. That's the curly fry seasoning ones.
Yeah. Delicious. Not on the list, but Hardee's also has good fries, and you should go by there and see Paul Cook.
Yeah, see Paul Cook.
He's the one on Hampton, but go to any of them, get a sausage biscuit, and help out Heat Up St. Louis. What a segment. I mean, we hit some charity, we got into some fries, some really deep stuff. Really got it together for you, Valerie. Glad we can help. That's Food Stuffs. Follow us online.
Your Ashley Furniture Home Store weather. We've got that winter weather advisory that goes into effect at 9 a.m. this morning. It's going to continue until midnight. Cloudy, cold today, and now for the snow. It's going to move into the area by midday. We're looking at 1 to 3 inches by tonight, and then it's going to drop the temperature down to 18 tomorrow. 36, and then Sunday, we're looking at a light snow wintry mix in the forecast. Here's Lance with another look at your traffic.
I was just thinking, Valerie's probably sitting there thinking, man, am I glad that Food Stuffs already has a sponsor, based on what I just heard.
A little messy.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
It was great. I mean,
It came back together.
It always does.
Finish strong. That's the important thing. Yeah. Finish strong.
Exactly. I mean, chocolate's good for you.
Boring.
On paper, that's solid. It doesn't always turn into great radio.
You're right.
All right, got to get there by 8. Crowd is coming gone. And in most parts of town, that spells good news. We're doing very well now in North County on westbound 270. Earlier wreck after West Florissant, long gone. It's a good run. And you don't have a lot of company at all, really. It's kind of almost deserted coming through the Halls Ferries and West Florissant there on westbound 270. Now, 44 eastbound, that will slow after Antire Road. And the reason for that is, I guess that's a crash. It's in the right lane on eastbound 44 before you get to 141. Northbound 270, good run from 55 to 44. and there's not much volume left in that stretch after 44. It's doing okay up through Big Bend, Doherty Ferry, a little crowded either side of Manchester on northbound 270. Not bad inside the 270 loop, 6440 eastbound, rolling pretty well, heading for 170. Gets a little busy up through Big Bend. I'm Lance Hildebrand. That you give hope, give local, give goodwill. Traffic on Y98.
Goodwill, changing lives through the power of work. Find a donation site near you at mersgoodwill.org. Goodwill, celebrating 100 years.
The music you hear on Y98 is brought to you by Schnucks. New features are rolling out on the Schnucks Rewards app. Check out what's new today.
This report brought to you by Johnny Max.
You can and buy a sausage biscuit, $1 or more, you get it for free. You're helping our community. I'm at Hampton and 44 right here at the Hardee's. It's like a big old party going on all morning. I hope we get to see you. Thank you so much for trying to make it to a Hardee's this morning.
So yesterday, Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Maybe today you're celebrating with Single Awareness Day.
Yeah. I'll bet
sad.
The dating apps are just on fire this weekend.
Yeah. You're like,
people are hurting.
I'm not going to do another Valentine's Day alone. So this is where we have our coworkers that are on dating apps go through them and find us eligible bachelors. And then we'll swipe for you left or right if we're interested. But we're really not interested. But, it's a good critique for people.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
We'll provide
our filters. They can apply them if they want.
From a variety of different apps, from Hinge to Bumble, whatever the app, Lance will give us the profiles.
And y'all will decide whether we're going to swipe left or right.
All right. Hit us.
Let's start with Gio. Gio is 29 and a farmer. Gio says, I want someone refreshing to talk to. I like Wild West, no-nonsense attitudes, and I want a shared destiny into the future.
I mean, I don't know.
I don't know.
Doesn't tell you enough?
I mean, more of these things, I think, turn you off than, so if it doesn't, if you're not like, ugh, forget this guy, then I think you say, okay, let's see what's going on. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. I think I need more information about what they're really about. What does that say? It doesn't say anything.
But if this is a good-looking guy, then you're like, yeah, sure. Because he didn't ruin it with his bio with some dumb joke.
How does he look, Lance?
Well, he's got in his picture, he's got shorts and he's petting a cow.
No. I mean, he's a cow petter.
Sounds like some kind of...
Well...
weird term.
It's a medical condition.
All right, we're passing on him.
Side effects include... Kane is 22.
Kane,
22. Says, I lost my watch at a party once. Saw a guy stepping on it while harassing a girl. I walked up to the dude, punched him straight in the nose. No one does that to a girl. Not on my watch.
I kind of enjoy that. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yes.
It's all right.
Is he cow petting?
Gio, by the way, his caption should have just said, hope this picture gets you in the mood.
Okay.
That would have been better.
I had to find the bell.
That's right.
It made me laugh out loud. Yeah. So I'm going.
Yeah, it's funny.
I'm going with the right.
All right. While Kane was funny, Chris is a cybersecurity analyst. That sounds kind of serious. He's 30 years old. Chris loves video games, anime, movies, poker, and kitties. He hates pickles. If you brandish a pickle at Chris, he'll curl up into the fetal position and sob uncontrollably.
I don't know if I like that he used kitties.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
I'm bothered by... Why not just cats? I like cats.
Right. This is a hard no.
Yeah, because if he's into anime, too, I don't understand that, so I wouldn't... But if somebody's into anime, he's your man.
Yeah. If you're into anime, he's your man. He's your man who likes kitties.
How about Brad, who's 28 and a neuro-exercise physiologist?
Wow. Whoa. I think that
sounds made up.
Yeah, I know.
He's a physician in training and scientist.
Oh.
Brad says he's a sucker for a girl that can walk and talk at the same time. Not from this side of the Mississippi. Help me pick out my next tattoo. Let's talk about brains.
Take it easy, Brad. No.
Yeah, I'm out.
Trying too hard.
Yeah. So too. That happens. That's why we talk about some of those, so you can kind of get an example that maybe I should pull it back a little bit on my
on my bio.
All right, yeah. Let's do one more.
One more. Cody is 28. Cody says, I have my own house. I love the outdoors. I work a lot. I'm working hard now so my future daughter doesn't have to sell detox tea on social media.
I think we've done this one.
Have we?
Yeah. Last week.
All right. Well, you want one more?
Unless this guy's ripping off other people's bios.
Unless it's a real popular thing.
Right.
Let me see. Okay. Let's try Calvin. Calvin's 25 and an eye dentist.
What?
That's what it says.
What does that
Maybe
mean?
Maybe an internet dentist.
Calvin says he's a lousy conversationalist, not very witty, can't run a mile to save his life, but he will look you deep in the eyes and tell you that you don't have any developing cataracts.
Oh, eye dentist.
Oh.
EYE. Mm-hmm. I think there's another name for that.
That eye doctor? Possibly.
Optometrist, ophthalmologist, I mean...
Optodentist.
Something.
Trying too hard.
Yeah.
We're out.
It happens.
All right, well, looking for love a week from today.
Yeah, not much love today.
Entertainment Schmig coming up in 6 on Y98.
Entertainment Schmig
today with me, Tim Convey. It's brought to you by Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody.
Everybody!
Nailed it. We talked about this in the Schmig earlier, but it is worth talking about again. It's gone viral. Kanye West surprising his wife, Kim Kardashian, with what? Kenny G. Like the actual Kenny G. In their living room, Kim walked in. Kenny G was playing saxophone, surrounded by individual flowers, each in their own vase. It's pretty cool.
It is.
I gotta say. And we found out that it came together just the night before. Kenny got an email. He happened to be in town. He lives not far from them. And he said, okay, I'll do it. And as far as we know, he did it for free. Money didn't change hands. We don't know that for sure.
But we're hoping for a future.
And now they're talking about a collaboration because they became friends. Because obviously he was hanging out playing saxophone in their living room. They started chatting. I could see them making some music together. I think that would be pretty cool. And we've got that up at Y98.com if you want to check it out. This story as well, this is pretty funny. So the Chainsmokers, who are coming to town before too long, they're all over the place. They got hits with everybody. They told a story recently where they met Mariah Carey. So they met Mariah Carey. They were so excited to meet her. And she was very excited to meet them. She's like, oh, I love you guys. And they're like, you know who we are? And she goes, yeah, One Direction, right?
That was amazing.
She thought she was talking to Harry
she
Styles.
She just lives in her, you know, Mariah world.
I prefer that she's like that, quite honestly. Mm-hmm. So they the story got tweeted out, and then Mariah responded and said, Chainsmokers, of course I know who you are. I love your song, That's What Makes You Beautiful. So she has a sense of humor about it. She's come a long way. Also, speaking of sense of humor, we talked to Meghan Trainor yesterday on the show on Valentine's Day, and she was just delightful.
She was wonderful.
That's up at Y98.com. We were talking to her about the new EP she put out, her upcoming album, and that she's got baby fever, and we even got her to reveal a baby name.
It was very cute.
You want to listen to that, Y98.com. We talked about this in Schmig earlier in the week. Cardi B got a bouquet of flowers for her big Grammy performance, and she tweeted a picture of it, and inside on the card it said, you've got a heart so big it could crush this town. Tom Petty. So Cardi tweeted out and thanked Tom Petty for the flowers when in fact it was a gift from somebody else. They were just quoting a Tom Petty lyric from the song Wall, so she thought it was from Tom
Petty.
Which
I like her more because of that. It just makes me laugh a little bit.
She didn't realize that he had died almost 2 years ago. But it turns out it was from the celebrity florist that they send a lot of the celebrities big stuff. But it was this really nice, big,
beautiful,
huge thing. I mean, Tom...
He would have done something like that.
It seemed like it was his taste, and like he would also be a huge Cardi B fan, but in this case, wasn't actually from Tom Petty. And it was just on the... She just didn't turn the card over. If she had turned it over, she would have seen who it was actually from. Not Tom Petty. Reports that Brad Pitt is working on a Chris Cornell movie. But it's going to be a documentary.
Oh. Wow.
I hang that out there, so you're trying to picture Brad Pitt playing Chris Cornell, which would be interesting, but it's a documentary. He apparently close with the family. There was just a big Chris Cornell tribute. Brad Pitt was involved.
Yeah, he was with the kids, so. Hanging out with the kids.
Yeah, exactly. So a documentary about Chris Cornell's life produced by Brad Pitt should be interesting.
You know, he has a golden touch as far as a producer is concerned. He's produced a lot of...
So you're saying he does better than George Clooney?
Yeah.
More box office success? Wow. Yes!
I'll say it.
Clooney hasn't rung up numbers at the box office in I don't know how long.
I mean, Brad Pitt's company produced Vice, If Beale Street Could Talk, Beautiful Boy, all you know, critically acclaimed.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's racking up awards. Yeah. Behind that, too.
He was, and he was in it. Yeah. What's Clooney doing?
I don't know.
Nescafe commercials.
That's it. He's doing cappuccino brewers.
Think about that for a minute.
Yep.
I'll wait.
I don't want to.
Okay. We talked about this, but they just debuted the trailer for Frozen 2. We talked about how, what's her name, Elsa? Mm-hmm. She's in a new dress, so all the kids are going to have to go buy a new dress now and, you know, whatever. But that the highest, most viewed animated trailer of all time.
Already. And didn't it just come out yesterday?
I think so.
Yeah. Wow.
That's pretty crazy. Solid trailer, though. Makes you think.
No, I didn't even watch it.
This is a very thought-provoking schmig so far, I think. If I can pat myself on the back.
For you, maybe.
It is. People are out there thinking. Oh, man. So I watched the second Fyre Festival documentary last night. I had seen the Netflix one last night. I watched the Hulu one. Ja Rule, obviously very involved in the Fyre Festival and all this. And if you remember, the Fyre Festival was all a part of this app. It was an app where you could like book celebrities to come to your birthday party. Then they did the festival. We all know what happened there. So Ja Rule has kind of made it out of this whole thing unscathed. Right?
Is he very featured in the documentary?
Yes, both of them.
Okay.
Yes. I mean, he doesn't give interviews. He doesn't comment for the documentary.
But he's in the group.
But yeah, you can see. It's funny. They do want in the Netflix one, there's a call where they try to do damage control. And they're like, what do we do next? And a lot of the employees are like, we're done. This whole thing is done. This is stupid. And Ja Rule's like, we didn't kill anybody.
Oh,
you know,
really?
Like making it like it's not that big deal. Yeah.
Which one did
and
you
if
like?
And if Ja Rule knows anything, it's about murder.
Which one did you like better?
I really liked them both, and they're both worth watching.
Okay.
There's only so much overlap. I think the Hulu one was a little bit more up my alley because they talked to Billy McFarland, the guy who did all this stuff. Mm-hmm. They had a real interview with him and it told you a little bit more about his history and sort of the real crimes that he committed in this thing. He wasn't just a guy who got in over his head. Like he made some pretty bad choices. I bring it up because TMZ talked to Ja Rule, who since has started a company very similar to what Fyre was doing. You can book celebrities for your birthday parties or bar mitzvahs or whatever. And he started teasing that they might be doing a music festival.
Oh, dude.
So it's kind of just the you know, delusion that goes on with this kind of stuff is crazy. But you know what? Somebody's going to go. Somebody's going to be like, yeah, I'm in. I want to be a part of that.
Crazy.
Anyway, more entertainment schmig up at Y98.com, and you can always check it out on the podcast. Right now, here's the link. Got your celebrity birthdays coming up in a second. Before we do, right here on Y98, want to give you a few back in the days. Big day in history. How about this? 34 years ago, 1985, The Breakfast Club was released.
Oh, yeah.
Still never seen it.
I have.
That angers me. That's the one that's really, it hurts me for you, Lance.
I've seen parts of it. Mostly I've seen like the last 5 minutes of it on TV.
The hand in the air?
Yeah.
That's all that matters. That. Chris Farley would have been 55 today.
No.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
What a bummer.
Who knows what he'd be doing? 69 years ago, Walt Disney's Cinderella came out in theaters, cost $3 million to make, and Walt Disney himself put up half of the money to make it. This is interesting. If it had flopped, if Cinderella had bombed at the box office, Disney Studios would have went bankrupt and closed.
It would have ruined him.
Disney as we know it, I mean, there wouldn't be Disney.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, what a gamble.
Yeah, there's a lot of those interesting stories about companies that, you know, were on the verge. Like, did you ever hear the story about the FedEx guy where they were on the verge of, you know, just running out of money? And the story I heard was he just went to Vegas and played blackjack. And,
no way.
Yeah, and basically he had X amount of money left in the bank. And if he lost it, that was it.
And if he won, he would keep the company going. And the story I heard was that he won, and that's what kept FedEx going.
No wow. way. I mean, I risk that every once in a while on the power bill. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't know how true that is, but I've heard that before.
I'll have to look that up. And this is a big one. 255 years ago, in 1764, you guys know what happened?
Would be the founding of St. Louis?
That is right! Oh, yeah. Wow, look at you. The great city of St. Louis was established in Missouri as a French trading post by a guy named Pierre Laclede Ligue.
How about that?
That's pretty cool.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, it is.
Happy Establishment Day, St. Louis.
Yeah, you can celebrate in the West End at the 1764 Pub, which is that's what it's named for.
Huh. Is that how you put all that together?
Hey, when you said 1764, it's like, oh, that must be
you
it.
You know it because of a bar. Yeah. I like that about you.
Classic Lance. Let's do some birthdays. I'm going to start it off right here. She's a medicine woman. Jane Seymour.
Oh,
celebrating her birthday today.
Oh,
how old Kevin is Jane this. Seymour?
Man, however old she is, she looks amazing.
She came in studio, and she looks even better in person.
Oh, she does.
And she was delightful.
She was. She's a very classy, sweet person. I'm going to say 67.
65.
What I was going to say, so I'm going to go in between 66.
She's 68.
Wow. Wow.
And looking great.
Yeah.
We're going to do a few here because there's some good ones.
And how about her hair? She's got beautiful hair.
Solid hair.
Yep.
Also established today, Ice-T. Not the drink, the rapper. How old is he?
Oh, man. I have
rapper
no,
and actor, I should
I have
say.
No idea.
I know, that's a tricky one, isn't it?
It is, because I feel like he should be older.
I think he is. I think he's older than you think.
I'm going to say 60.
Ooh, I don't know.
I was gonna say 57.
55.
61.
Whoa! Oh! Wow. Kevin, you got it. Good job.
Omarosa, whose last name I'm not going to try to pronounce.
Oh, yeah.
Omarosa. Yeah, she was in The White House. She was in Apprentice. She's in all kinds of reality shows. She was on Celebrity Big Brother last season. How old is Omarosa?
She's another one that seems like she's older
than she
she's
is?
Always looked older. But I'm going to say she's not, and she's 48.
46?
I'm going to go with the first number in my head was 47.
She's 45.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
We're close.
Yeah.
This is a good one. LeVar Burton. Roots. Reading Rainbow.
Kente.
Roots, Reading Rainbow.
Jordy LaForge.
And a little Star Trek.
Roots was just on last weekend on IFC.
I think it's on almost every weekend.
Is it?
On IFC. Man, it's so good. And you recognize like every television star from the 70s and 80s.
Right.
That's tough.
Yeah,
that's
old
tough
James.
One.
James from Good Times.
Yep.
Is
the Brady Bunch dad.
Yeah,
is in it.
Right.
Oh, yeah, he is.
So
Robert
is
Reed.
Mary Tyler Moore's boss.
Cicely Tyson.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, who we are. I forgot who we're guessing.
LeVar Burton. We went down a Roots road.
62.
Nailed it. Got it.
Yeah.
He was 62. And we'll do one more. One of the greatest tennis players of all time. And my brother's former boss, John McEnroe. How old is John McEnroe?
Married to Patty Smythe.
Is he still?
Yep.
Yeah? Okay.
And Tatum O'Neal before
him. Oh, yeah. I am the warrior.
64.
67.
65.
I don't blame you guys because he looks old. John McEnroe, only 60.
What?
Wow. Yep.
Whoa.
That's crazy.
Those are celebrity birthdays. If you're celebrating a birthday today, happy birthday.
What's the weather like, Jim? Our no-budget weather guy, Jim Berkovic, back on the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Hi, Jim.
Good morning.
Jim, we apologize. We did not call you on National Weather Person Day and wish you a happy day.
Well, I had a happy day nonetheless.
Okay.
We were thinking about it.
Yeah, we were.
We were. We talked about you, but we got too busy, and actually we forgot. So, first of all, apologies for that.
Well, that's never necessary. I'm always here, so whenever you feel like calling,
I'll do my best to get some good input and maybe be entertaining.
You're always, no, you're always entertaining. Don't you guys agree?
Yes, I would
agree.
That's what we like about you, yep. Jim. You're
all
available.
Right. So this weekend, we are looking at some weather issues, and we like to go to you for all the specifics. When it's going to start, what you think the accumulation is going to be, you know, what could possibly happen Sunday. So what do you have for us, Jim?
Okay, could I say one thing at the outset?
No, I'm just kidding.
No, I can't. Okay.
Yes, you
can. No, please.
No, of course you can, Jim.
I apologize for Courtney, Jim.
We're teasing.
Well, here's what you got to keep in mind. I'm only an amateur, and the experts are watching this 24-7 with changing shifts so that, you know, they're right on top of every situation that's going on. So,
but so are you, Jim.
Yeah, you are.
Okay, well, I haven't really looked at anything since maybe about 2 or 3 o'clock this morning. I don't know if things have changed too much since then, but based on what I saw back then, it looks like the most significant snow is going to go to the south of us. We're going to be just on the northern fringe here in St. Louis. And now they're thinking once you get north of the Missouri River here in St. Louis, it's barely just going to be a dusting for a few miles and then nothing north of that. So it's going to be a real fast cutoff from St. Louis, North St. Louis, and then increasing as you go south. So I'd say maybe we might get as much as an inch up here in North County. Down in South County, maybe 2 inches.
Yeah.
And as you get into Jefferson County, maybe 3 to 4 inches.
What about Illinois, Jim?
Well, what part of Illinois?
Well, I live in Fairview Heights. Kevin lives in Grafton.
How's Chicago?
Chicago. Good old Chicago. You know, a couple times ago when you called, you told me that several people were having their goose down coats stolen up
there,
right?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, now, see, if I was Tim Convey and had a good, quick comeback and could think fast on my feet, my response should have been, I guess several people got de-goosed up there.
That's good, Jim.
He's not as quick as you, Jim.
How do you spell de-goosed? I need to write that down.
Well, you know, we have to improvise.
That's great.
Yeah, I don't think you've got too much to worry about. It's looking like only a couple of inches. We've got a very fast jet stream overhead, so all this stuff is moving by very quickly. The air is pretty cold, so you don't normally get heavier snow when it's down in the low 20s.
Uh-huh.
I think an inch or two. The problem is, since it is so cold, any snow at all is going to present a problem traffic-wise, so we're probably going to have very serious traffic problems again, unfortunately.
Yeah, and it's when are you expecting the snow to move in?
Well, that's a good question. if you look at the sky right now, believe it or not, there may already be some snow falling in parts of the area, but it's evaporating on the way down because the air is so dry at the surface.
Mm.
But I would say I'd stick with what the experts have told us, probably around noontime, even though there could be some snow above us that's falling and evaporating. I think it'll be around noontime before we see anything reaching the ground. And again, not too heavy, but what snow we get is going to be a problem because it is so cold.
All right. Well, Jim, thank you. We like to find out what the real story is from our no-budget weather guy, Jim Perkovic. We want you to have a great weekend, Jim, and we will check in again very soon, okay?
All right. Real nice talking to you guys. You have a great show.
Aw, thanks. Oh,
thanks, Jim. See you, buddy. Great job.
Bye now.
It's raining, Jim. What's the forecast? It's snowing, Jim. Again. It's the weather's man. Get Jim on the line. What's the weather like, Jim?
What? Live from the Brown and Crouppen Studios, mornings are brought to you by Sloop.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.